This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Friday edition of Byers & Company, and this time every day since March of last year, we've been visiting with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. What do you make of the latest local numbers? I'm watching this. I can't get any sort of sense of consistency, but what are your thoughts when we look at yesterday's numbers?
Well, we were at, I believe, 20 positives yesterday, and you know, while that's really good compared to where we were a few months ago, from where we were, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and it started to climb on a consistent basis. And we're hovering around the 2022 mark right now, which is not great, Brian. And we all want to get to that bridge phase that the governor is touting. But we've got to get more people vaccinated. We've got to really contain this because, as we've talked about so many times, people are still getting sick, and you don't think you're going to get sick, but there's kind of this false sense of security that, well, a large number of people have gotten vaccinations, we're outdoors, we're safe, I know these people, so nobody else is sick, I'm not going to get sick, and it's just not true.
You know, it is interesting to me, as we've, you and I have talked about the football analogy, as we've marched down this field, you know, let's say 80 yards, 85 yards since a year ago, you and I have had the exact same conversation you just had all along the way.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe it's just too much redundancy. Brian, everybody's sick of this. I mean, nobody will be happier than me when we can call it a day and say, you know, we're done with this. We've got it under control. All you have to do is get a booster every year, and the majority of people are safe. But it's just, you know, the flu kills people every year. COVID is going to kill people every year, I'm convinced. And whether that's somebody with bad health conditions or, you know, somebody who just refused to get vaccinated or for whatever reason, we're going to be living with this, you know, for a long time. We just have to live in the safest manner possible. And, you know, there are still a lot of questions and a lot of doubts and a lot of, well, you know, suspicions, but we've got to get past that or we're not going to get back to normal. The last thing this community can handle is a setback. We can't. We cannot shut down again, Brian. You know, I think there would be a revolt. B, it would kill our economy and our businesses. They're still struggling. So we've got to do this in a smart manner. You know, be careful. Get vaccinated. Wear your masks. Please. It's not that hard.
I know. And the one thing in all of this from the get-go is the one thing that doesn't give up, the one thing that doesn't get weary, the one thing that doesn't want to slide back into normal is this virus. It just keeps doing what it does.
It does not care.
No, and I was watching a thing from Sunday on TV with Dr. Fauci describing it as the perfect enemy. I mean, like, that it is literally, and we are at war, and instead of shooting at the virus, we're shooting it at each other. It's past that time. We've got to get to the point. I mean, there's plenty of reason for some optimism, and there really is. You know, people are getting vaccinated. We've got vaccines coming into the community. I mean, we are in such a better situation right now than we were 3 or 4 weeks ago, right? I mean, as far as that is concerned.
Absolutely. We have plentiful vaccines. We just have to really convince the folks that are hesitant that it's safe to get vaccinated. It's safer than being without it. That is the critical thing. And I know there are people who are, you know, considering pregnancy or are pregnant and they're, you know, up in arms about, well, you don't want to do anything that could hurt the baby. Absolutely, you do not. But the experts on this are telling their patients, you're safer. It's better for you to get the vaccine than it is for you to be pregnant and have COVID, because that could kill you both, which we don't want to have happen. So we just have to be, Brian, we're smarter than this virus. A year ago, we couldn't say that. A year ago, this virus was hitting us from all sorts of different directions. We didn't see the next punch coming. We didn't understand it. We didn't have a handle on it. We're in a hugely different place now. We have a lot more information, a lot more tools to fight back, and we know that these tools are effective. We have to be smarter than this stupid virus.
Yeah. I look at Las Vegas being the latest town announcing that they're putting in some sort of passport system, and I know that there are people that are up in arms about this, but this is going to be the way of life, right? I mean, you're not going to be able to participate in a lot of things, whether you want to, like, throw a temper tantrum or not, you know, from entering countries to getting on airplanes to going to festivals to going to sporting events. This is going to be the way of the future.
Yeah, you don't have a right to get on an airplane or a cruise ship. You don't have a right to go to a ball game. You have a right to make your own choices, and that's what people have been, you know, really adamant about, that this is my body, my choice, my right to wear a mask, whatever. Okay, have at it. But you do not have a right to go around other people and infect them. You do not have a right to go on a cruise ship or a concert or any place else you might really, really want to go. What you do have is your choice.
Absolutely. You know, the political side of this, I mean, the GOP used to be about the rights of property and ownership, and now they seem to be doing this. It doesn't help when you got a sitting congresswoman who calls it Biden's mark of the beast. Particularly coming from someone who isn't even anywhere close to religion. But this silliness, the politics of this, the idea that people are raising money off of this, and it goes on both sides of the political aisle, seems to be why I think people are so suspect of everything, because they decide to politicize something first and foremost rather than listening to the people that aren't in this for political reasons.
And I don't know about you, but I could not be more sick of politics than I am right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought once we got past November that the country would reunite, whoever won, that we would say, okay, let's figure this out and move forward. It happened a little bit, but really not. It didn't really happen. So we've got to really find a way to get back to what matters, and this country matters. Each other matters. Okay, you matter to me. The people on the street matter. You know, it's the people in this community matter, and we just have to get back to that kind of thinking. Not me, 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 me. It's just wrong. Especially
it is.
As we look at today's Good Friday, we are going into Easter. Let's start a whole new chapter. Okay, with
Let's
Easter,
do it. And,
Easter
and,
Sunday.
And I swear to God, Mayor, we both were close to someone who just died this week, and it's not public, and I understand, I guess, but I read obituaries, and there's no mention of it, and people don't know, and these are people in our lives, you know, that have been, a daily or weekly presence in our lives. I feel awful. And yet we can't talk about it. And this has been part of the problem from the very beginning. And I understand, maybe why families want to be private and all of that, but there are, honest to God, real people who did not have a whole long list of health-related issues. We're not living in a nursing home. A man in his 60s died this week that you and I both have known for years and years and years.
Yeah, Brian, I go back to when nobody talked about cancer. Nobody talked about breast cancer. Now we don't have a second thought, but there was some shame in admitting or some privacy issue that nobody wanted to admit. And what happened? People died. Now we have so many more tools at our disposal to fight breast cancer, to detect it early, and nobody thinks about it being, you know, something to hide. We've got to get past this where our COVID victims are concerned, because they are the story. Their legacy needs to be to save other lives, and we have to be able to get out and tell their stories so that people can relate. You don't relate to a man in his 60s. You relate to the person you knew, or something about their family. We just have to get there.
Mayor, have a great weekend and a good Easter. We'll talk to you Monday morning. We appreciate it, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.